Preface to With Christ in the School of Prayer. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Joy Chan. With Christ in the School of Prayer by Andrew Murray. Preface. Of all the promises connected with the command, Abide in me, there is none higher and none that sooner brings the confession, not that I have already attained or am already made perfect, than this. If ye abide in me, ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Power with God is the highest attainment of the life of full abiding, and of all the traits of a life like Christ, there is none higher and more glorious than conformity to him in the work that now engages him without ceasing in the Father's presence, his all-prevailing intercession. The more we abide in him and grow unto his likeness, will his priestly life work in us mightily, and our life become what his is, a life that ever pleads and prevails for men. Thou hast made us kings and priests unto God. Both in the king and the priest, the chief thing is power, influence, blessing. In the king it is the power coming downward, in the priest the power rising upward, prevailing with God. In our blessed priest-king, Jesus Christ, the kingly power is founded on the priestly. He is able to save to the uttermost, because he ever liveth to make intercession. In us, his priests and kings, it is no otherwise. It is in intercession that the church is to find and wield its highest power, that each member of the church is to prove his descent from Israel, who as a prince had power with God and with men, and prevailed. It is under a deep impression that the place and power of prayer in the Christian life is too little understood that this book has been written. I feel sure that as long as we look on prayer chiefly as the means of maintaining our own Christian life, we shall not know fully what it is meant to be. But when we learn to regard it as the highest part of the work entrusted to us, the root and strength of all other work, we shall see that there is nothing that we so need to study and practice as the art of praying aright. If I have at all succeeded in pointing out the progressive teaching of our Lord in regard to prayer, and the distinct reference the wonderful promises of the last night, John 14:16, have to the works we are to do in his name, to the greater works, and to the bearing much fruit, we shall all admit that it is only when the church gives herself up to this holy work of intercession that we can expect the power of Christ to manifest itself in her behalf. It is my prayer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?